This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to West Bengal and Assam beginning today. On the first day of his visit, Prime Minister will flag off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya at Malda Town Railway Station and Guwahati Kamakhya Howrah virtually. He will also lay the foundation stone of multiple rail and road infrastructure projects worth more than 3,250 crore rupees in a public function at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of four major railway projects in West Bengal. Prime Minister will further virtually flag off four new Amrit Bharat Express trains in Malda. Later in the evening, he will participate in the Bagarum Dad Dvoho 2026, a historic cultural event celebrating the rich heritage of the Bodo community in Guwahati, Assam. On the second day of the visit, Mr. Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees in Kaliabor, Assam. On the same day, Prime Minister will visit Singur, Hooghly in West Bengal, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and launch various development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees. On the same day, Prime Minister will flag off three Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kolkata to other states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is looking forward to being among the people of Malda and neighbouring areas during the BJP rally today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every passing day, some or the other instance of Trinamool Congress, TMC misrule comes to the fore. He added that West Bengal is fed up with TMC and is all set to reject them. Mr. Modi said that the people of the state want a development-oriented BJP government. Breaching the bastion of the Thackeray family, the alliance of the BJP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena secured a clear majority in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections by bagging 118 out of 227 seats. The BJP won 89 seats, while the Shinde-led Sena secured 29. The alliance thus crossed the halfway mark of 114 needed to control the country's richest civic body. The Shiv Sena, UPT, MNS, NCP, SP alliance managed to win 72 seats. The undiluted Shiv Sena had ruled the civic body for 25 years since 1997. The Shiv Sena, UPT, led by Uddhav Thackeray, won 65 seats. Among other parties, the Congress won 24 seats, AIMIM 8, Ajit Pawar-led NCP 3 and the Samajwadi Party 2. Two independent candidates also won in the high-stakes election held after a 9-year gap. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness and gratitude to the people of Maharashtra on the victory of National Democratic Alliance in the local body elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the results of various municipal corporation elections indicate that NDA's bond with the people of Maharashtra has further deepened. The BJP has accused the AAP government in Punjab of misusing the government machinery for allegedly suppressing democracy and the media. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj alleged that the AAP government in the state misused government machinery to target a media group following its critical reporting on party convener Arvind Kejriwal. She said AAP government appears unable to tolerate any form of dissent. The Enforcement Directorate ED has filed a prosecution complaint against Managing Trustee and Chancellor of Al Falah University, Jawed Ahmed Siddiq, and others under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA 2002. The agency said that the complaint was filed before the competent PMLA court against the accused in connection with the alleged generation and laundering of proceeds of crime POC linked to Al Falah Charitable Trust, Al Falah University and its allied institutions. In Women's Premier League WPA cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 32 runs at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 183 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Gujarat Giants could manage to score 150 for 10 in 18.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.